You're listening to SBS News.
This year, the Australian Taxation Office will be closely monitoring work-related clothing and laundry expenses. That is because there has been a 20% rise in the number of claims over the past 5 years, climbing to a value of $1.8 billion. ATO Assistant Commissioner Kath Anderson says 6.3 million people claim what they wear to work is tax deductible.
That's a half of all taxpayers claiming clothing and laundry expenses. Now, while many of those will be legitimate, we know that some people are making mistakes, and that's why it's a focus area for us.
So what can you claim? A tax advisor at H&R Block, Mark Chapman, says protective clothing, such as that worn on construction sites, is permissible. He says so is a uniform that is unique and distinctive to an employer, such as occupational clothing like chef's pants.
What you can't do is claim for conventional clothing. So, if you wear a normal business suit, whether male or female, then that's not claimable. If you're working in a restaurant and just wearing a pair of black trousers, then that's not claimable.
Kath Anderson with the tax office says there are other myths that need to be dispelled.
They can't claim expenses for normal clothing that they happen to wear to work, even if their boss told them to wear a particular colour or an item from the latest line, or even if they only wear those clothes to work.
Ms. Anderson adds another mistake people make is claiming what they believe to be a standard clothing deduction of $150.
Even if they weren't required to wear a uniform or occupation-specific or protective clothing. Now, last year, around 1.4 million people claimed exactly $150. Now, many of those will be legitimate, but we know that some people are claiming a standard deduction or a safe amount. Now, just to be clear, the $150 is there to ease record keeping. It's not an automatic entitlement for everybody.
She says in other categories, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are also on the watch list.
The tax office views cryptocurrency as an asset, and that means that if you bought and sold or otherwise disposed of your cryptocurrency, there will be tax implications. And in particular, if you've got a capital gain, you need to include it in your tax return.
Kath Anderson notes the rise of the gig economy, such as ride-sharing services and room letting, also has the tax office's attention.
The gig economy is a great way to make some extra income, but you need to remember that you also need to declare that income in your tax return, just like all your other income. And that's the case regardless of whether you're an employee or a contractor.
Mark Chapman says the most common questions accountants are asked all relate to deductions.
Somebody wants to claim a deduction, but they've lost the invoice, they've lost the receipt, they can't prove that they spent the money. And the question is very often, can we claim the deduction? Unfortunately, in that case, very often the answer is no.
Kath Anderson is encouraging all taxpayers to seek advice. Uma Rishi, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.